Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jay-Z is back. That's right. Jay-Z's in the building, so to speak. Jeffrey is a long time, more than 15-year, coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of all the books, the only important books you need on home-based business. And he's an award-winning journalist, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Just so we're clear, the original Jay-Z, long
that's
before
exactly.
Beyonce's hubby got along with his name.
Long before he was Jay-Z, the other guy was a twinkling in his father's eye. You were there, right?
I was the Jay-Z, the original. There you go. Maybe that's testament to how old I am. I don't know, one of the two. So.
Yep, so. Exactly. So anyway, it's good to have you here. Good to have you back.
Great to be with you. Always appreciate it.
So what's happening in your world? What are you riled up about today?
What am I riled up about? Aside from people trying to abscond with my initials and profit from them, I think I need to get on him and issue a cease and desist. But
right.
Other than that, you know what? One of the things that we face as micro businesses, as you know, charmed quarks, as you would call us, sort of businesses with that one employee, which would be me. You know, when mm-hmm. we travel, we always end up in a position where we fear loss of opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's they've had whole marketing campaigns called FOMO, fear of missing out. So if you travel and you don't have an admin or somebody there to answer the phones at your office, what if someone calls? What if somebody emails and you're remote and you can't get your email, or you can't get the phone message? You lose that opportunity. Now, certainly you could hire a virtual assistant or somebody to handle these calls and handle your emails. But, you know, I blogged on Chief Home Officer. I blogged some time ago about the death of the away message and the mm-hmm. concept that with connectivity the way it is nowadays, unless you're, you know, trekking the Himalayas or something, you know, where you truly have no access, most of the world, for the most part, is connected one way or the other. For the travel that most listeners, and myself included, would generally be taking. So do we really need to put an autoresponder saying, I'm away, I'm not going to be able to answer your message? Do we really need to change our voicemail to say,
I've
I'm
never
out of
understood.
Town?
Why people would do that, and
right.
it seems lazy to me. There's too many ways to connect to people, and I'll tell you something else, Jeff. 25 years ago, when I moved out of my home into an office downtown, I moved into an executive suite situation, and that company had bought a switch. It's called a switch. And it was a pretty big investment. This is back in like 1991 or something like that.
Right.
And they bought a switch that allowed them to be able to connect to my cell phone. And even in those days, you didn't know you weren't ringing into my office.
Right. Right. There are too many.
We called them cell phones in those days. And mine was bolted to my floor, right? You know how that works.
Yeah, exactly.
And the floor of my car. But the thing is that my point is I abhorred the concept of an away message even in those days.
Right.
Frankly, I've never had an away message.
It just seems that for those of us who fear lost opportunity, the fear of missing out, that just seems to beg, you know, that you will miss out, because someone will say, oh, I can't get Jeff for a week. You know, I ranted recently, and I might have brought
that
up.
If you're a personal services company, like I was, my consulting business especially, where you're charging people a premium for what you do, and you should be charging a premium.
Right.
If your clients call you, there's a reason. They've got something on their mind.
Right.
And if they miss you, that could go away. And
right.
that's not only lost opportunity at that moment, but that's loss of dependability to them.
Right. They just he's not reliable.
You can't have it. You just can't have
time.
That.
No, you can't
that's
have
not
it.
Negotiable,
right.
Jeff.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you're right, because we have a sort of a baseline of what we bring to the show. And, you know, to the counterpoint to all of this, you know, for somebody, even in the corporate office, if you can't be there, then somebody needs to cover. Recently, I was doing a story in it, you know, for a national magazine with pretty good exposure. Actually, it distributes throughout the hemisphere, so, you know, reaches scores of countries throughout the Americas,
right.
Or at least dozens. But I reached out to a woman to get a quote from her, and I kept getting voicemail, emailed her, never got a response. Finally, she got back to me and said, oh, I was traveling for a week. I'm sorry, and I didn't say anything to her, but I'm like, traveling
right.
for a week, you know, do you not have somebody checking your voicemail, somebody checking your email? This is the person who handles PR for this big organization.
Right.
You know, so we have to think big, but sometimes we have to do better than even those big organizations
well, now,
do.
There are plenty of people out there, Jeff, there are plenty of people out there, young folks especially, who would say, who even makes a phone call anymore, let alone leave a voice message? Come on, what's going on here? But what everybody has to realize, and you can speak to this in a second, is that there are lots of different kinds of folks out there who like to use lots of different kinds of capability.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Everybody doesn't want to tweet you. Everybody doesn't want to send you a note on LinkedIn. Everybody doesn't want to email you, or for whatever reason, you know, this one of the things I've noticed. I'm on the road today, as you know, and one of the things that happens is, I've got three or four different kinds of connecting tech capability here with me. Sometimes one or two of them doesn't work.
Right. Right. You have to be prepared. That's why we have all these different ways to reach us. You know, you give someone your landline, you give someone your cell phone, you give someone your email address. You know, if you rely on Twitter, you give them your Twitter handle. I mean, you know, whatever it is to get in touch with you, to get in touch with you that you use. And then, you know, to my end, if I were dealing with 20-somethings and 30-somethings on a regular basis, maybe I would be more inclined to monitor my Twitter and the point as a frontline communication tool. I mean, it's point, and not to say I don't, but my clients aren't there to the point that, for example,
right.
I tell people don't message, and on my Facebook, you know, sort of bio says do not message me on Facebook. It says email me, because I'm not
right.
always, I mean, I'm people would say I'm lying if I say I'm not a
right.
lot on Facebook,
well,
but it's
most,
not where I want to do my correspondence.
Most people connect on maybe they may make the first connection on LinkedIn, for example. A lot of people, if you're connecting with someone, if you're linked to someone, the first outreach will be on LinkedIn.
Right.
But then you follow up on email, typically,
right.
or something like that. But
absolutely.
I agree with you. The away message should be a thing in the museums now.
Absolutely.
No question
absolutely.
About it. Hold on to that thought. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right, Jeff?
Best way to get me. Or by tin can with string in between it.
Oh, there you go. We're going to take a quick break. Jay-Z and JB will be back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.